it's a much more acoustic album. It's a pared down sound.
Yeah. I mean, especially compared to the last couple ones, we were starting to play more electric guitar, and on Come On Now Social, we certainly used some samples and some sequences, and also we brought in a lot of different players, you know, different drummers, bass players, you know, guest artists. We've done that throughout our career. And this one is just me and Amy and Claire Kenny on bass, Carol Isaacs on keyboards and accordion, and Brady Blade play drums. And we have a couple of guests, but it's really just mostly we played as a single unit and acoustic instruments. There's just a little bit of electric guitar on Moment of Forgiveness, and that's it. So it does sort of harken back, but in a way, I think it also shows how we've matured some as songwriters, and it's just got a very good vibe. I'm really happy with it.
Was there a conscious effort to go more acoustic, or did it just kind of where the muse took you?
It was conscious.
Yeah, it was conscious. I mean, I think, for a while, I've really wanted to go acoustic as Indigo Girls, just to do it, just to get back to, a real rootsy approach. And, I mean, I even was like, let's not have drums or anything. Let's just do a record alone. But I think we came, as we were arranging the songs and going into the, and we had this great band, and I think we were coming around to the idea that it would actually be a more interesting record if we had this combination of players. And it's, for me, it's been a long time coming, you know. I like the other records a lot. I mean, Come On Now Social's definitely, probably was my favorite Indigo record after we made it. But, you know, it's good to go back to the basics. It always is a good thing.
Kink FM 102, and from the brand new album Become You, the wonderful Moment of Forgiveness. The new album in stores March the 12th.
Yeah.
Little history on that song. That's 4 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the bridge is new, but the bridge of the song, the Baby I Know part. Yeah, I wrote it backstage at the show in Burlington, Vermont. I was just kind of...
That's so rock and roll. Just, you're backstage writing a song. That's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
First time I heard that song, too, I was like, that is a winner. That is a winner. It's catchy and easy to jam on and makes you feel good to hear and stuff like that. You look like you were going to say something right away.
I'm tuning.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you might think that it's if you have a lot in common and, you know, a lot of similarities and stuff like that. But for me and Amy, our team has been strong, I think, because of our differences. We truly are sort of a yin-yang partnership. And Amy, musically and in terms of her personality and things in life that she brings to this group are things that, you know, I don't have the same gifts. So I think, and I have strengths that I can bring to us as well. So it's worked out that way.
So who's the slob and who's the neat Nick?
Emily's a slob.
I'm not a slob anymore. There's varying degrees of slobbiness, so.
I think she's the true artist, and I'm actually the one that's more...
Left brain, right brain, right?
You know, I'm more, organized. I'm very, I'm a freak about being neat.
Amy cleans up the dressing room.
Your clothes are usually neater than mine. Not today. but normally, yeah. That wasn't really work for me, though. I mean, I wanted to get out and be in a van by myself, tuning my own guitars, fixing my own amps, and getting back to understanding how it works. And that's just what I need for me, you know, to check myself. And that's what, I mean, that's what makes a partnership work, too, is that you know what you need and you let the other person get it, you know. And Emily needs a certain thing and I need a certain thing. And we've known each other long enough to know just to let it go, you know.
I wanted to ask you, Emily, I know because we read an awful lot, and I think the fact that you're here together speaks volumes to all the rumors that were flying last year about your breakup when you went on your solo thing. Well, you know, you may not have been aware of, but that we heard a lot about that. Everybody's calling, going, she's on her own. She's coming to town by herself. Are they breaking up? And we're going, I don't think so. Haven't heard anything about that. But what were you doing that whole time?
Staying at home, writing songs, throwing the ball to my dog, you know, visiting with my people, really taking it easy. I took a lot of head time and did some domestic changes and stuff, which were cool, and wrote some songs, and it was, I like time off, it restores my mind, so it was good. And of course Amy was out there and the tour was going really successful. I was really happy for her. All the shows were selling out and the record was doing well and the reviews were great and all that stuff, so it was good. I was having a good time on my own and I was happy for her having a good time out there working.
No, it wasn't romantic or dramatic or anything. It was just, we both played guitar and wrote songs when we were in high school. We used to just go over to Amy's house. She had a big basement where we could sprawl out with the guitars and learn cover songs. And I just remember that it clicked like a friendship clicks, you know, and the music, because of our different vocal ranges, they worked well together. And we were just buddies. So it was awesome to play music with your best friend.
I don't know. I mean, our fans are amazing. It's weird how amazing they are. You know, for instance, we just went over to Europe and we hadn't been there in 7 years, and it was just like we hadn't left. And the fan, everything was sold out, and the fans were singing every word, and it was as if no time had passed. And you can't, that kind of loyalty is, there's no way that you can ever imagine having that. And it's the same way over here. And I think it's just, our fans grow up and we grow up, and they tell their younger siblings about it and their kids, and it just kind of spreads around, and we're honest. And I think what we do is try to just constantly change up what we're doing in a way that's not too just for the sake of it, but in a way that we're honestly exploring, you know, and trying to become better songwriters and introducing different players to our audiences and different, you know, we bring along different opening bands. And I think as long as we're interested in not stagnating, the fans are interested in the same thing.